Dawn of a New Day with Dawn Cribbs. Dawn's topic today,
an authentic experience.
Look for Dawn of a New Day in the McCook Daily Gazette. Now here's Dawn with today's program.
Near-death experiences are anything but commonplace. That being said, they do seem to be increasing in frequency, if the online blogs and internet postings are to be believed. Perhaps it is because of the advances granted to medical science. Perhaps it is attributable to the many varieties of painkillers or other narcotics administered in medicine. Perhaps they are a genuine experience, a glimpse of eternity granted in extremis. I remember reading years ago, after Jerry Lewis suffered a heart attack, his claim to a near-death experience, in which he saw nothing but darkness. No warm, bright light. In fact, he claimed the opposite. Another testimony of near-death relates a horrifying story of shadowy beings of evil intent ripping into a man's flesh with teeth and arms, literally trying to tear him asunder. But most experiences involve a warm, welcoming light, bringing with it a strong and abiding peace and a great regret at the command, "No, not yet." Until recently, I'd never met anyone who claimed to have had such an experience, but Danny's brother-in-law admitted to it during a recent front porch, no-holds-barred discussion that covered any and nearly every subject under the sun. Bob is a great conversationalist, intelligent and well-read, and he possesses a quick wit that never wounds. His near-death experience was complete with the seemingly requisite bright light emitting a warmth that immediately soothed all fears and bid one draw closer. He didn't say whether or not he was compelled to return because his time had not yet come, but return he did because he was right in front of me telling me the tale. I don't doubt for a moment the authenticity of his experience, whatever its source. It clearly happened to him and had a profound impact, whether for good or ill, remains unknown. Growing up, I remember my mother relating the details of the death of my paternal great-grandfather Wilson. He was well advanced in years and had been ailing for some time and had taken to his bed on the second story of the old farmhouse in Albion, Iowa. His family, knowing his time was short, had gathered around his deathbed, determined that he would not take this final step alone in the darkness. Silence reigned. His breathing became slower and slower, and they were sure each breath would be his last. Suddenly his eyes opened and he stretched forth his hand. With surprising strength, expelling his final breath, he exclaimed, "I see Jesus." Then he was gone. There are many theories behind near-death experiences. One I've never heard expressed occurs to me, because in acknowledging God, I'm forced to acknowledge his enemy and mine, Satan, also known as the Great Deceiver. Could Satan be behind some of these experiences? Could he be masquerading as an angel of light? From 2 Corinthians 11:14, luring one or many into a false sense of security? After all, his first deception was no less heinous when he told Eve, "You will not surely die," in Genesis 3:4. All we have to do is look around. We are all surely dead or dying every day. The closing verse of Jeremy Camp's "Give Me Jesus" may be our only hope. When I'm come to die, when I'm come to die, oh, when I'm come to die, give me Jesus. Most who have experienced that warm, welcoming light return to this life unafraid to die. Believers, because we've seen the light of the world, have true freedom from that fear, written in Christ's blood. When I'm come to die, when I'm come to die, oh, when I'm come to die, give me Jesus. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Acts 7, 55-56.
You have just heard Dawn of a New Day with Dawn Cribbs. You can read Dawn of a New Day in the Wednesday edition of the McCook Daily Gazette. Dawn of a New Day is aired every Wednesday at 1:01 p.m. only on KNGN.
If you have any questions or comments, please email us at goodnews@mccooknet.com. This has been a production of KNGN 1360 AM. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday at 1:01 p.m. for Dawn of a New Day.